5 years ago, the Barnes Foundation moved its art galleries from Lower Merion to the Parkway in Philadelphia. And to mark the occasion, this weekend, the Barnes will be debuting its in-house music group, aptly named the Barnes Ensemble. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
The Barnes Ensemble is starting relatively small. Right now it consists of 12 musicians, all of them string players playing modern chamber music, like this piece by the Hungarian composer György Ligeti. It was performed in the Barnes atrium for the benefit of 250 middle school students.
Do you think Ligeti meant what he was writing? Why would he write this?
That is conductor Robert Whalen talking to the 12-year-olds.
Did you happen to see what year this piece was written? 1968. Do we know what happened in 1968?
Yes, Martin Luther King was assassinated that year.
Over the next few months, Whalen wants to add percussion, brass, woodwind sections to transform this ensemble into a full orchestra. He and his wife, Catherine Scovira, are co-founders of the Barnes Ensemble. Together, they had this idea that because the art Albert Barnes collected in the early 20th century was, at the time, radical, subversive, and difficult, it should be married to contemporary music that shares the same qualities.
When Barnes first received the art shipment from Paris, he didn't understand it. It took 6 months to educate himself about the works of art and how they were made. And once he did that, transformed his perspective and he became an advocate for these works.
It's unusual for an art museum to have its own orchestra. Martha Lucy, the Barnes Deputy Director of Research and Education, says most places like to invite performers in to play, not make one up from scratch.
We typically kind of work with partners to bring in different musical groups or theater. This was something where they were going to be creating their own ensemble. That's exciting, but it has definitely been a huge project with a lot of heavy lifting.
At its core, the Barnes Ensemble starts with a pre-existing group, the Jack Quartet. The foundation hired more musicians to expand the ensemble in order to introduce contemporary, sometimes difficult new music to young people. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.